So we're on top, based on the base. And what we last saw was a Rashi, a very Mechudesh Dika Rashi, the second Rashi on the page over there, where we said, Rashi explaining what's the two options on the page of whether the toldus of a Mazik has got the same din as the Mazik. We know in the Mishnah the Mazik has a halacha of he has to look after the potential problem of his item damaging. In the case of that's his shah, he has to look after his shah, it shouldn't damage. That's one obligation he has. And once it has damage, he has to pay. Those are the two halachas of the av of Mazik. And we want to know the toldus, have they got the same halacha? So Rashi says, what's the halacha? What's the options? So he says, Hokinami, toldus the Shabbos, Havika Alvis. Do we say here that just as we saw the toldus of Hilchos Shabbos, watering the grass is like planting the grass, it has all the same halachas to it. Tumah, lo having others, but when it comes to Tumah, the av of Tumah, of Tomei Meis, has different halachas from somebody who actually touches somebody who's Tomei Meis. The Tolda of Tumah has a different halacha from the av. Hocha, so therefore we come over here, Tolda the Nezikin Mai. What do we see by Nezikin? Do the Tolodas of Nezikin, the Tolders of Nezikin, do they have the same halacha of the av of the Mazik? Do we say Kyotzmahem? Do we say, like Shabbos, it's the same, Loshna Av, Loshna Tolta, and everyone has the halacha of both doing Shmira and Bichai? The Mizik Mishalim, and therefore if it damages, you're going to have to pay. Even the Tolta of a Mazik has to pay. Oxilma, or perhaps the Tolta of a Mazik is like Tumah and Lo, and therefore you wouldn't have to pay anything. So Rashi is entertaining a halacha that maybe that only the Av HaMazik has to pay. The Shah itself uses his horns, he has to pay. But if he gives the nudge and the Shah doesn't use his horns to attack something else, but he uses his body to attach it, which is just a Tolta of Keren, then Rashi says, one side of the Sofik would say he doesn't have to pay at all, because it's not like the Av. Doesn't mean the Av doesn't have that same halacha. That's Rashi intends. So we have asked, the Brisker Rav asked very strong questions, three strong questions which you want to clarify today. First he asked, if you're telling me that there's this opinion that the Tolta of an Av doesn't need to pay, so why is it called a Tolta? Why give him a name? Don't give him any name. Just say, there's four things out there that pay, and that's it. Why do you call those four things up, and there's nothing category called secondary category Toldas, if the second category doesn't mean anything? It doesn't have any halachas. You only give a name to something that has halachas. Not something that doesn't have no halachas. That was the first question. How can you enter to call it a Tolta if it has no halachas? Second question, what made the Gemara have this topic of whether the Toldos of a Mazik has the same halachas as the Av or not? Because it says, look, I look around the Torah, I look in Hilchos Shabbos, I see Toldos of the Av of Shabbos has the same thing as the Av of Shabbos. Chai Misa and Brin Karban, Toldos as well. So I see Toldos are the same. I go to the Tumah, and I see in Hilchos Tumah that the halachas of Av Tumah, yes, they have power that can even affect another person. Av Tumah can make Tomei a person, but the Toldos of Tumah haven't got the same, a Koach hasn't got the same halachas as the Av. It doesn't have that power the same power as Tumah as the Av. Okay? So therefore, I came to the Zokim, I don't know where to. I look at the Zokim told us like Shabbos, so I look at the Zokim told us like Tumah. That was the introduced. Now, why are you having a doubt? The Toldos of Shabbos translate the word Toldos of Shabbos. The reason why they're the same as Av is because the word Toldos by Shabbos translates differently from what the word Toldos by Tumah translates. Why? Because Shabbos, Toldos means it's similar.
it has similar properties, comparatively it's similar, yeah, to the Av, and therefore since it's similar, it gets the same halakha as the Av. That's what the word Tolta by Shabbos means. Tolta by Tuma doesn't mean similarity. The reason why it's called the Tolta of the Tuma is it's not because it's comparable to the Av. No, it's not going to do that. It's a continuation of the Av. It's a bit removed. It's not the Av is very close to the source of Tuma. And the Tolta of that Tuma, of the Av, is further removed. It's a continuation, one way further down the line. That's what Tolta means. So, therefore, look, there's no doubt over here. Whenever you have reference to Tolta's means similarity, then obviously it's not the same halachas. Whenever you call the Tolta's as not similarity, you call the Tolta's as continuation, removable, then it hasn't got the same halachas. Okay? Shabbos and Tuma fit, just what does it mean? Now it comes to Nezikim, and I'm looking at the horn, and the horn of the Shah being the Av, it's damaging. Okay, that's the Av. Then instead of using the horn, it uses body to damage. That's called a Tolta. Now, why are you calling the body of the Shah a Tolta? Why are you calling it? Is because it's a continuation, or because it is a comparison? Which C? CC? Comparison or continuation? What Tolta means? What does Tolta mean by Nizakim? What does it mean?
Comparison.
If it's comparison, then for sure, it's like Shabbos, and it's got the same halakha as the Rabbos. So why is the Gemara the stupid? Why are you even coming to Nizakim? I don't know what to do. To beg Shabbos and the other. So what do you mean? Of course you know what to do. If it's comparison, then it's like Shabbos. If it's continuation, like Tumah. On the Zokim, it's not to do with continuation, it's to do with comparison. It's using his body instead of his horn. It's similar, it's not exactly the same. Comparison. Okay, it's like Av, it's like Shabbos. Why are you so... Okay, that was the second big question we asked. Third question we asked, what's actually Gemara's answer to the question? Don't know, it's told us of the Zikin like Av or not. So what's Gemara's answer? A long, long story. I'll just give you the final script. The final script of the prophet says, you know what? All the Nezokim, all the Tolders of Nezokim, the same as the Av, except for one. I won't tell you which one it is yet. One is not the same. One of them is Tatat, not the same. Okay? What's the halacha? Well, when it's not the same, it pays half. Hold on. That wasn't the topic of Rashi. Rashi's topic was, either it's compact, completely like the Av, and you pay totally like the Av, the whole thing. Or if it's not like the Av, that's it, you're free, you don't pay anything. So how can the Gemara say, you're right, there's one case where it's not like the Av, and you pay half. Hold on, that wasn't an option. That was not an option. That wasn't on the table. So you're not answering the question like I phrased it. Okay. That was our questions. So, in order to answer these questions, I'm going to go to some of the sides. I can see if I've got it on my screen, I can share it with Yosef. You see this, Yosef? Okay, you have to listen. It's done. Sorry. So, there's a Shittim of Tibetis, which is on the first Omid. It's going on the base of the Dalits, there's some more over there. Now, if you turn back to base of the Dalits, Tosis asked a question over there. Tosis asked a question on base of the Dalits. On the third Tosis on the page, Lo Harishah Kaharima. Tosis is going on the words of the Mishnah, which says, you know what, you've got Shah written in the Torah. If you just have Shah in the Torah, which I would like just to write that and just learn everything from that, it won't be good enough, says the Mishnah. Pirish, what does it mean? Says Tosis. Ein kulas shoshah for kulas shalava. The kulas which Shah has is not the same kulas as lava. And therefore, if you would just write Shah, since it's not the same level as kulas, it has a bit more chumras in certain aspects to lava, you won't be able to understand mava from it. If you just like Shah, it has certain chumras in it, which mava won't have, and therefore you won't be able to learn mava as being a problem if you just have Shah in the Torah. That's how the Mishnah translates according to Tosafot. First, come on. Yeah? In what way, so the Tosafot goes further, in what way is Shah more mava? As you say later on the Gemara, the Mavda Matan is Shah Latana. If you say Shah meant Kerem, using his horn, Mavda the Shona, Mavda meant that Shah damaging by eating. We say Shah, come on, this is in a way, the Shah is got Chumra that he intends to damage. He intends to damage the Shah. He's using his Kerem, he wants to cause problems. That, if you write that Torah, I would say he's hired to the owner pride, because he really wants to cause problems to Shah. Since the Shah wants to cause problems, he's hired to pay. I wouldn't know that if a Shah damages by eating, I wouldn't know that he would have to pay if it's not written in the Torah, because the animal eating is not so bad. Animal causing damage on purpose, that's a wild damage, terrible, owner has to pay. Animal causing damage by eating, which is a natural thing for the animal to do, he's not doing it there to damage. If it would be written in the Torah, I wouldn't know that it's you have to pay. So therefore, I can't learn that Shane is hired if I just write Karen is hired. He asked about Shah, not asked about Shah, but just written Shah, I wouldn't know that Shane eating is a problem. Should cover it, because it's not as bad. Okay, that's how you translate the Mishnah. So that's how the words in the Mishnah mean. So then Tosafot asks a question, so to speak, without giving an answer. He says the following question. Ein pirusho kashar makos. This is not how you normally translate these words in all our Shas. Whenever you say in Shas, lo hari zeh kezeh, it doesn't translate normally, you know what, if you write one, it's more matmir, and you can't learn the other from it, which is what we're saying over here. It doesn't translate that. So Hossam, maybe it should be Shabbat. To Kishabah goes to the problem. Lo is there, the Hossam Pirushu. What does it normally mean? What does it normally mean in the whole of Torah? The whole Shas, when you look at these words, Lo Hari Zeg, and Hari Zeg, it means, Ein Chumras Zeg, or Chumras Shazer. The Chumras, if you would like to translate it in our case, the Chumras of using the horn is not the same as the chumrah of eating. Each one has different chumras. Ein chumras gozer. Therefore, why do they have the same din at the end of the day if they got different chumras? If one has a chumrah difference and that one also has a chumrah, but they have the same din, why do they have the same din? Sashabah must be nothing to do because of their chumras, must be something that they have in common, and what they have in common creates that halach. Not because he wants the damage, that is the reason why you pay. And it's not because with the Shah eating, that he's getting a great halach out of it, that he wants to pay. You know why he has to pay? He has to pay is because it's your money, and you're supposed to look after it. I don't care whether the money is doing it on purpose, or the money is getting hung off. That is not the factor that makes you pay. What makes you pay, at the end of the day, is because it belongs to you, and you need to look after it. That's how you would normally translate it, the whole Torah Gula. So why are we translating this Mishnah differently? We're not saying, you know what, we're trying to work out what's the common denominator. You know, you have to pay the end of the day. What's the common denominator? Obviously, it's nothing to do with intention, because you don't have that by the ox that eats. Obviously, it's got nothing to do with hana, because you don't have that with the ox that gores. So obviously, the common denominator creates the owner to pay is because it's his money, and he has to look after it. That's how you would normally translate it, call it Kodesh. That's his mission. So why are we translating this mission differently? We're not saying that. We're saying the words over here means, if you just write Shor, which is the ox goring, you wouldn't know about the ox eating, because the ox goring is more machmir. That's a different way of translating these words. Why are you doing something different? And he doesn't answer. He doesn't answer. So how are we going to... So what is the answer to Tosef's question? Yeah, but we're in Mishnah, we're talking about states, we're talking about Chiyuvim, it's not Shai to Shabbos, correct? It's not nothing to do Shabbos. Here we're talking about you have a halacha that you have to perform. What makes you perform this? That's paying in our case. The halacha which makes you pay. What makes you pay? Well, I look at the things that say you have to pay, and I find the common denominator, and therefore that's obviously the thing that makes me pay. That's the normal pirish of how to learn things, and therefore that's how we should have said of it. You know, you got the ox goring, you got a hole that makes damage, that creates damage if somebody falls in it, you got the ox eating, and you got fire. Now, they all have different properties, but they're all paid. So obviously, it's not the different properties which makes them pay. Obviously, it's the common denominator by all four that makes them pay. And that is money, it's yours, and you have to look after it. Oh, that makes you pay if it's damaged. Okay, that's how the whole of Torah would have read this Mishnah. But the Gemara doesn't read the Mishnah like that. The Gemara reads it as, if you just write Shor, the ox with the horn, you won't be able to learn anything else from it, because it's more machmir. Okay, why are you translating that's what the mission is telling me? Why are you saying that's what the mission is telling me? Just say the mission, try to find the common denominator. Why do you want to avoid the mission saying you're trying to find the common denominator? Just say it, the mission is trying to find the common denominator. No, the mission can't be saying you're trying to find the common denominator. It's saying that like one, you won't be able to learn the other from it. Why are you saying that? Show the mission. The other Peshat also fits, and that's the normal Peshat, the other Peshat. Yes, Abba. Oh, you say you don't own fire? Who says you don't? Okay, when we get to the Gemara, as I mentioned, what this Gemara discusses is there such a thing as ownership of fire? We'll discuss. But at the end of the Gemara says, the Mishnah says itself at the end, you know, the Mishnah speaks out, you know, what's common amongst these things, all these categories, it's your money. You have to understand why is fire your money. Okay, we'll get there. Why is fire his money? And you look after it. Okay, so that's a common thing. So that's the reason why you're paying. So why don't you learn? That's what the mission is trying to tell me, the common denominator. Okay, let us see. I gave you a paper, and obviously I'll try and speak it out clearly so you understand. You should. Oh, you got it in WhatsApp. Okay, very good. You got it in WhatsApp if you want to look at it. From Mr. Wemens. So the shooter says, okay, Tosafot is just telling us it's different. But shooter still says, Akati HaTalmud Lomashinu Pirusha Mashal Makomis. Okay. You're telling me that it's a different pirish. So but why at the end of the day did the Gemara say a different pirish from other places? Because it doesn't explain why. Just saying it's saying a different pirish. But why did it say a different pirish? Moses, you being disturbed? Okay, I'll wait for you a second.
One thing is that
That's because last year we actually were saying that's what the Gemara is actually translating the Mishnah's trying to do. Mishnah's trying to say, just learn that one from him, right, Shah, learn everything from Shah, and the Mishnah's saying, you can't learn from Shah. Okay, so Tosis is saying that's not the normal way to read the Mishnah. The normal way to read the Mishnah, in fact, learns all the other Mishnahs, would be to say the Mishnah's not saying that. The Mishnah's just saying, I'm trying to find a common denominator that makes you high. So the Mishnah actually asks, is that end of the day, okay, it's got different pirush. So, but why? Lama Shinna pirush for Shama Kamesh. Why did it say a different pirush? You haven't explained why. So he brings down Shas as an answer. Posted Mori Arav the Taras. Lama lo nifrash kam kamo b'shama kamas. You know why it doesn't say the same pirish as everywhere else? Mushum to b'shama kamas shom asad shomim who lokeya hakula shokulam. Because at the end of the day, the result in other scenarios is, okay, obviously it's not your chumrah that creates the halacha, because this guy got the same halacha, he hasn't got your chumrah. And obviously it's not his chumrah which creates the halacha, because you don't have that chumrah and you've got the same halacha. So forget about the chumras. The reason why you're chayiv at the end of the day is obviously only because of the common denominator. Even if you just have that common denominator and you don't have the chumras, you're going to be chayiv. And in our case, the common denominator is even if it's just your money and you'll just have to look after it, even if it doesn't have any of the other chumras, you'll be chayiv. That would be the result of saying like the other places. Yeah. Aber hocha, but in our case, you can't do that. The Gemara says the result will be a different result. The Gemara says the result is different. Is that if you compare them, you can't. The halacha is that you do not say that it's the common denominator which creates the halacha of pain. Because that would mean that you can have a scenario of an item which has none of the chumras of any four of them, but just has a common denominator of all four of them, and be chayav to pay. And that, the Gemara says, if it doesn't have the chumra of one of them, it will never be chayav to pay. The classic case is you're putting a stone on top of your roof in the wind, and it blows off, and it causes damage, and it says, well, you're chayav to pay for that, because it's similar to digging a hole, that's creating something dangerous, and esh, and something that flies with the wind. So, since you've got the hole aspect as putting something dangerous up, and you've got the wind aspect of blowing it, so together, that means that if you put a stone on the roof, you're going to be chayav to pay. So that's the example of Marv is of a new case, which I'm learning from the other four, and I'm putting the four together to tell me this new case, that this new case is chayav. What's that new case? You put a stone on the roof, it flies in the wind, it damages your chayav because it has aspects of digging a hole, which is dangerous from the beginning, and has access of fire, that means it causes damage because the wind helps it cause damage. You have both aspects with the flying stone, so that forces that both aspects, you're going to be chayav. Now, the Gemara says, at the end of the day, it has to have the din of one of them. It can't be just, it has to have one of the chumras of Bach, or one of the chumras of Esh. We'll see that Gemara on Bach. But if it wouldn't have one of those chumras, it would just be your money, and you have to look after it, it wouldn't be chayav. You would not be chayav. So therefore, Gemara says we can't learn like normally, because normally it would mean I'll get the wrong halacha. Normally it would come out the result is it's your money, you look after it, you're going to have to pay if it causes damage. And that's wrong halacha. You only chayav if it's one of the four categories. It's either a shah, a bah, mavet, or hufa. It has to be one of those categories. If it's not one of those categories, you'll never be chayav.
If it be none of those categories, just common denominator to those four categories, then you will never be chayav. So therefore, I can't learn the pirush like all the shas, because that would mean I'll get the wrong halacha. That's the shita of the messenger answers. Okay. You will not be chayav unless you say in the Gemara in Vav, it says it fits into one of these categories. You have to fit it into one of these categories to be chayav. You can't say it's none of these categories, it's just common to these categories. What's the common? Because it happens to be money and looking after it. You can't say that because you won't be chayav. That won't be good enough to chayav. You actually have to put it into one of the categories to be chayav. That's the shita's answering what's going on over here. Okay. So now, based on that shita, he's saying a big kiddush. He's saying, you're never chayav for damages that your money produces, your items damages somebody else. You're never going to be chayav unless it fits into one of these four categories. Okay, so we have to, you know what happens to burglars? We'll see that in a second. We'll see how it fits into the categories and what the categories mean. But it has to fit into one of the categories to be chayav. That's what the shita is answering. Has to fit into one of the categories, as it won't be chayav. So therefore, the question is that, or not the question, we can now use this to answer all our problems. How can we use this to all answer all the questions on Rashi, all the questions we've been answering all along? How are we going to use this? Remember, Rashi says, it's told us, there's a stuff to say, told us, it's not like, you don't pay. Okay? So how are we going to answer this? So let's go question by question that we asked today. Our first question is, if you're telling me that a tolter is not like an av, means, according to Rashi, you don't pay, so why have you got the name tolter? Why is it not called tolter? Don't call it anything. Don't call it anything. It doesn't pay, don't call it anything. Why do you call it a tolter? It has no halakhas. So the first answer to that is what halakhas does the av have? Does it have one halakha or it has two halakhas? What does the Mishnah say an av has? One halakha or two halakhas? Two halakhas. What are the two halakhas that the av has? You have to look after it, and then you pay. Which one is Rashi saying that the tolter, if it's not like av, then the halakha is, if the dog's not av, which one of those halakhas Rashi says it's not like the av? Which one did Rashi say? That if your whole tolter is not like the av, what's the din of the tolter, says Rashi, then Odilma lo what? Don't pay. Okay, so we ask if you don't pay, why is it called a tolter? Now what's the obvious answer? We ask, if you don't pay, it has no halacha, so why give it a name? What's the obvious answer to that? If the av has two halachas, guarding and paying, and we say, if on the side of the Sophic of Gemara, told is not like the av, it doesn't pay. So we ask, why is it called a tolter then? If it has no halachas, why is it called a tolter? What's going to be the answer? It still has a halacha. You have to guard it. Even on the side that you don't need to pay, because tolter is love ka'av, Lomashalem, it's still got a name called Tolta to give it still another halacha, which it does have, which is called looking after it. So you have to look after it. So you don't pay. You have to look after it. You have to look after it. And therefore, if you don't look after it, you're naughty. But if it damages, on the side of this opinion, you don't pay. The av, you have to look after it. If you don't look after it, then you pay. With the tolter, you have to look after it. Naughty, if you don't look after it, but you don't pay. That's called a tolter because it has some halacha. It's not nothing, it has some halacha. That's the first.
This proves that looking after it is not the cause, or lack of looking after it is not the cause of why you're paying. Remember, we had the question, why are you paying? Is it because you didn't look after it and you were naughty, and the naughtiness of not looking after it made you pay? Or is it just second halacha, you have to look after it, and second halacha, you have to pay? The paying is not nothing to do with whether you're naughty or not. So we had that question. According to what we're saying now, it's clearly not dependent on each other, because the av has both halachas, and of looking after it and paying, but the tolter only has looking after it. And you see that you're naughty by the tolter not looking after it, you don't pay. So the cause of paying can't be because you're not looking after it. Because the tolter, you also don't have to look, you have to look after it, and you don't look after it, and you don't pay. So obviously the reason paying is not to do with not looking after it. So that answers why it's called a tolter. That was the first question. Why are you calling it a tolter? Because you have to look after it. Second question. We had two options out there. Compare it to Shabbos, and it's got exactly the same halakhas as the av. Compare it to Tumah, it hasn't got the halakhas. You ask, why do you compare it to Tumah? If it's the word tolter means comparison, then it's like Shabbos. If the word tolter means continuation, it's like Tumah. Zikr is obviously comparison. That was our question. So what? We're going to answer that. We're going to answer based on what we just saw in the Shittah. Shittah has told us a finish. That you're never going to be chayev unless it fits into one of these four categories. A bar is chayev, other mazik is chayev, a shah that damages chayev, and a fire that damages nothing. It has to fit into that category. If you can't say that this is an fire, one of these four, you're not going to be chayev. That's what the Shittah came out and said. So now, we've got this halach of tolter. What's this halakha of Tolta? Tolta is coming to tell me, you know what, even though it's not written in the Torah, and it's not exactly a fire, a Tolta of the fire is not exactly a fire, it's similar. It's not exactly a shah, it's similar to the shah, that's what Tolta means. So what's the thing? Is it going to be chayav or not? So, what do you mean? If we got a gzeris hakosev, that it's only chayiv if it is a hole. If it is a fire, if it is a shah, then you're going to be chayiv. If you say, well, it's not, but it's nearly, that's not good enough. Because the Ezra Gossip says, you never chayiv on anything, on any scenario, unless it's one of these four categories. Okay? Told us, what told us? It's not exactly a shah, but it's similar shah. Okay? You lose. It's not going to be chayiv. Similar is not good enough. It has to be bull. It has to be exactly to be chayiv. Similar is not good enough. Tolters are similar, but not exactly the same. If it's not exactly the same, the Torah says only four are chayiv, and this is not one of the four. It's only similar to one of the four. So you're not going to be chayiv. That's the sub of the sophic that says you're not chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv. Tolters love Kiyotzvehem, not like others, because there is a gossip, it has to be bull with the others. Tolters can never be bull, because by definition, tolters only have a similar. That's why you're not going to be chayiv. What's the sub therefore to say you are chayiv? What's the sub to say you are chayiv? No, but at the end of the day, we're saying very good shot. It has to be bull. It has to be exactly. So tolters can never be exactly. So what's the sub to say that tolters are chayiv now? They're only ever similar, but not exactly. So what's the answer?
We're stronger.
What did the Rabbanon on Omer Av tell us, told us of Shabbos is? Told us of Shabbos are like the Av. What did Rabbanon say? Rabbanon say it's the same family. It's one family. It's one family. It's not really. It's in the same. You've got a father and you've got the children. He said so much so that if you do both,
If he can know the children, because it's part of the father, it's always so. You only get one chassis. That's what Rabbanan said. So therefore, yes, it has to be one of these categories. But what maybe told us, Kiyotzibahem, is good enough to say it's one of these categories. Even though it starts off by similar, that's why it's only called a Tolta, but maybe once you've got that halacha of Toltas that learns out halachas, similar means that now it's in the same family. Maybe same family is good enough. Maybe it doesn't have to be bull, because this is also bull. This is maybe it's in the family of Bob. It's in the family of Shah, is good enough. That's the sophic of the Gemara. Told us Kiyotzven like Shabbos, and therefore in the family is good enough to be Chayav. Or do you say, no, it has to be bull, and this is not exactly that it is, so therefore anything that's not written is not going to be Chayav like Tumah. The told us would not be Chayav by Tumah unless it's written. There's no thing in Tumah of being Machayav Tumah unless it's written in the Torah. There's no such thing as knowing that it has any halachas in Tumah unless it's written. All the lower levels of Tumah are actually also written in the Torah. By Tumah, the din is Tumah, no halachas apply to Tumah unless it's written in the Torah. By Shabbos, the halachas are applied in Hilchos Shabbos, even things which are not written in the Torah, even for the Toldos. When it comes to the Nizokim, we're asking the question, is it like Shabbos? It doesn't have to be written, even if it's similar, you can get halachas on it, because it's in the same family. That's one side of the topic. Or do we say that, no, it's like Tumah, that no halachas apply unless it's got its own posset. And obviously the Toldos don't have its own posset, so it has no halachas, it's not high. That's the topic of the Gemara. Third question we ask, the final question we asked was, what did Rapapa answer? Rapapa answered, you know, all the Toldos, all the Mazikim are the same as the Avos. All of them are the same as the Avos. Okay, except for one. And that one you pay half. Hold on, that wasn't part of the question. The question was, either you pay everything or you pay nothing. And now your answer is, there's one that's not like the other and you pay half. That wasn't the question. So what's the answer to that? What's the answer to that? If we're saying this, if we're saying the whole topic was, you need to be written or you don't need to be written. If that's basically what the topic of the Gemara is, by the Zikin, does it need to be written in order to be hired? Or can it even just not be written and still be hired? If that's the topic, so Rav Papa answers, there's one that is not like that and you pay half. How's that possible? What does he mean, that Rav Papa? So Rav Papa meant, there's one category which is not like that, which means you would not machayev it unless it's written. And you know what? It is written, and it says you pay off. So therefore, it's not a conflict to the question. The question of the Gemara was not whether you pay or you don't pay. That wasn't. That was just the result of the question. The question of Gemara was, does it need to be written or does not need to be written? Well, Rapapa says, all cases it doesn't need to be written, except for one case it does, and it is written, and it says half. So therefore, why do you need to go nicely? Don't make the mistake that the question of Gemara was, do you pay everything or you don't pay anything? That wasn't the question, that was just the result of the question. The question of the Gemara was really, whether does it need to be written to be chayav, or does it not need to be written to be chayav? The answer is that all cases is good enough, even if it's not written, except for one, it does need to be written, and it is written, and it's written half. Okay, very good. Now understood? Yeah, it's written, or no, that's not exactly what the Hamid run. It's written, and it wouldn't be chayav at all if it's not written. Wouldn't be chayav at all if it's not written. I mean, writing it to say, now you're chayav, but read what it says, and you're chayav when you pay half. Okay, I can only chayav you as much as it says. It says half, you only chayav half.
I'm asking
you,
was it either chayav or not, it wouldn't be written.
According to what we say, if it wouldn't be written, it would be zero. Like Rashi says. Yeah? Now it's writing to say it's chayav half. Yes. Yes, otherwise it would not. Correct. Yes. So therefore, we've answered all our questions. What you need to get out of this
is the halacha lemaisa, the way that Rashi is learning the Gemara, the way Rashi learns Gemara is that Abba of this. Rashi and Tosfos are saying that Hilchas Mazikim is, you only ever chayim if it's written in the Torah. If it's not written in one of, if it doesn't fall into one of these four categories, you're not going to be chayim. And in order to make it chayim, in the concept of toldus, things which are not exactly, but are similar, toldus are good enough, you're going to see, for most scenarios, to make it chayim, because it's in the same family, but we have to make it into that family. So whenever we're analyzing something, we have to analyze which family does it fall into. Because if you can't put it in any of the families, you're going to be potter. You're only going to be chayim if you can put it into one of the families. Now the next few of Muslim are actually going to explain what are the characteristics of each family so that you can actually define which, when you have a star in front of it, does it fit into any of the families? Does it, this is the characteristic of this family, so therefore it fits into the family. If it's got no characteristics of any of the families, it won't fit into him, and you put it. The next Gemara, the Shishem will be discussing, start to discuss how to define the characteristics of each family. The first one's going to be Shah, and Mr. Shishem, tomorrow we have a Shir tomorrow, and the plan is we're going to learn the Gemara from Tana Rabbanan, the fifth line down, Gimel Avos, Nevi B'Shah. We're going to learn that Gemara, and we're going to learn it inside until we get to up until we get to the last four lines of the page. We'll learn the Gemara like that, but the analyzing that Gemara will take a bit of tomorrow's shir and a bit of the next year afterwards. The Gemara we're learning inside until around four lines down to Kikoma, four lines from the Bukhotim. That's what we learn. Next week, the shir will be given, because we have Lach BaOmer in the middle of the week, on Thursday. Shir will be given next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Not Sunday. Sunday, I'm available. I'm here on Sunday. And anyone wants to ask questions based on what we're learning, can ask. Anyone who wants a Chazorah Shir of what we learned up to now on Shabbos, please tell Mr. Weddings, and we can arrange a Chazorah Shir for that. Chazorah Shir will be available, if it's applicable, at 4:30 on Shabbos, after the first mintel.